From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Bangkok was hit by a second, smaller blast the day after a powerful bomb tore through a popular shrine, killing 22 people and wounding 120 others. Police say no one was injured after a grenade was tossed from a bridge into a river next to a ferryboat pier. VOA's Steve Herman.
The head of the junta, the Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, came on television this afternoon on all the channels and sought to reassure everybody that Thailand is still safe and that they're going to find the perpetrators and bring them to justice as soon as possible, and clearly indicating that this was a politically motivated bombing targeting the economy and tourism for whatever reason.
Authorities released a video of what they say is the suspected bomber leaving a backpack at the Erawan Shrine shortly before the blast Monday evening. Those killed in Monday's explosion at the open-air Erawan Hindu Shrine include at least six Thais, four Malaysians, three Chinese, one Singaporean, one Philippine national, and two Hong Kong residents, a reflection of the shrine's popularity among Asian tourists. Rain fell Tuesday on the Chinese port city of Tianjin, complicating recovery efforts and raising fears about possible effects from toxic chemicals, following last week's massive explosions at a warehouse that killed 114 people. Some 57 people remain unaccounted for, most of them firefighters. Warehouses at the site were holding several thousand tons of chemicals, including 700 tons of sodium cyanide, 800 tons of ammonium nitrate, 500 tons of potassium nitrate. China's top prosecutor has opened an investigation into the cause of the accident. This is VOA News. Calling it strong, long-term, and verifiable, a group of arms control and nuclear proliferation specialists have come out in support of an international pact aimed at restraining Iran's nuclear program. The Washington-based Arms Control Association says the agreement advances the security interest of the P5+1 nations, the European Union, their allies and partners in the Middle East, and the international community, and ensures any future effort by Iran to pursue nuclear weapons, even a clandestine program, would be detected promptly. The United Nations told Greece it must show much more leadership in tackling the escalating crisis of migrants crossing the Mediterranean. The number of refugee arrivals to Greece have now reached the 160,000th mark, William Spindler of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said Tuesday. Six Syrian migrants, including an infant, drowned off the Turkish coast Tuesday as they tried to reach the Greek island of Kos. The UNHCR said the Greek government has a responsibility to do more, and the European Union must also support Athens. The political controversy over the email files of former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton shows no sign of ending, engulfing her standing as the leading 2016 Democratic presidential contender. Federal judges set a hearing for later this week on whether the State Department is ensuring the retrieval of all official records that Clinton and her aides had on personal email accounts or devices from 2009 to 2013, when she stepped down as the country's top diplomat. The State Department said in a court filing that a partial review of Clinton emails showed that 305 of them possibly contained classified information. Early returns from Sri Lanka's parliamentary elections indicate former President Mahinda Rajapaksa's bid to regain power is likely to fail. Sri Lankans voted Monday in parliamentary elections that analysts saw as essentially a referendum on Rajapaksa's popularity. Since leaving office, Rajapaksa and some of the closest relatives are facing corruption charges. Indonesian officials said Tuesday that there were no survivors from a plane that crashed Sunday in the eastern part of the country. The official said that rescuers located the bodies of 53 of the 54 people who were on board Tigrana Air Flight 267 when it crashed early that day. In addition to the passengers and crew, the plane was also carrying nearly $470,000 in government funds to be distributed to poor families. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.